It's June 28th, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Let us pray. Lord, I pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would give us a merry heart. Heal our hurts and make us whole so we can bring joy and sunshine to those who so desperately need it. Give us kind and encouraging words to speak and a heart full of love. Help us to be your messenger of hope, peace, and healing through Jesus Christ. Amen.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Gonna let my little light shine.
That was This Little Light of Mine, sung by the CMU Worship Jazz. Our theme is Finding and Giving Protection, and the scripture text is taken from the book of Exodus. The speaker today is Dr. Waldemar Jansen, Professor Emeritus at CMU.
Last Sunday, we saw how Moses' mother acted in hope to save the threatened life of her newborn child. She countered the mighty power of a cruel ruler, the Pharaoh of Egypt, who wanted to kill all newborn Hebrew boys by hiding her baby in a watertight basket in the reeds at the bank of the Nile. She did not know that her ingenious scheme, born out of hope, made her a participant in God's design for this child. But we, the readers, were given a hint in the story text by the fact that this basket is called a little ark, recalling the Ark of Noah. Here, as in Noah's preservation for a great purpose, another great servant of God was preserved for a special calling. Without ignoring the uniqueness of Moses' calling, we concluded that every mother's and family's hope for a newborn child is, in a sense, a call for that child to serve God. And every birth of a child is an invitation to all of us in family, church, and community to act in hope that God wants this child to live a life of service to people and to God. The plan of Moses' mother seemed to work unexpectedly well. Not only was her baby son saved from death, he was found and adopted by the Pharaoh's daughter and raised with royal privileges. Parents today also act in hope for their children, and when these get ahead well in the affairs of the world, the parents are proud and happy, and so are the grandparents. We hear enthusiastic accounts of children who excel in music, in sports, and in their schoolwork. We hear of prizes, trophies, medals, scholarships, and later of success in various lines of work. All Christian parents, and many others, are especially happy if their children also develop the wish to contribute to the community and to help those in need. Moses said it all. Not only did he grow up a prince, he also somehow retained concern for his oppressed fellow Hebrew people. And when he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave, he stepped in to act in the cause of justice. But then things went wrong. Taking justice into his own hands, he killed the Egyptian. The Hebrew word for kill used here allows for the possibility that Moses did not act with the intention to kill, but the result was a death. The thing became known, and when Moses wanted to bring about justice between two quarreling Hebrew men, the one in the wrong challenged him. "Who made you a ruler and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Moses, realizing that his act was known and his life was in danger, fled far into the desert until he finally came to a well in the area of Midian. It is the story of a good beginning wasted, of a great future thwarted. Had this mother's hope been a false delusion? And was not Moses' concern for his oppressed people and for justice a noble cause to take up? But even the noble engagement in good and just causes, when undertaken in self-assurance and resorting to violent means, leads to failure and disaster. Were we then on the wrong track when we took the use of the word ark for the basket to imply divine participation and purpose in Moses' rescue? Was God still in the lead? Our story text gives us a subtle clue again. If we know the further events of the book of Exodus, we recognize that the Hebrew who challenged Moses with the words, "Who made you a ruler and judge over us?" was unwittingly predicting precisely what God would call Moses to be later in the story. He would indeed become Israel's leader and judge. But Moses had acted prematurely in his own strength and by self-chosen violent means. He would have to wait. What can this segment of Moses' story teach us? In our time, our churches, and our country, there is a great reservoir of idealism. Young people and others achieve successes, educationally, economically, or by way of special endowments and abilities. They want to help the oppressed, to preserve the environment, and so on. Wonderful. Let's support the pursuit of such goals. But even noble causes cannot be achieved by acting quickly and on impulse, whether by taking justice into our own hands on the street or nationally by sending armies to set other countries aright as we see fit. It takes patience and preparation to work for good, both in our immediate context and in the world. And it requires a clear vision of means and goals that are in keeping with God's self-revelation, which for Christians is God's revelation in Jesus Christ. God did not cast off a Moses who had failed, but God took him through a school of patience and maturing. If your high goals are those of your children and grandchildren seem to have hit a snag, do not abandon hope. God is not through with you or with them. We will consider that next Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
That was One Day in All Time, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. We have with us today Alyssa Rempel from the Communications Department of CMU. Specifically, she is involved in graphic design. She's responsible, for example, for putting this program on our website. Welcome to our program, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Tell me, what role do you play specifically in the department?
Personally, I do the graphic design and the web design for CMU, which also involves the Minot Simons College and the Out of Town. So we put most of the print stuff together, any of the brochures, the posters, invitations, programs, many of the stuff that goes into your hands for advertising, print advertising, it all comes from our department.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yes.
So what is your busy time of year?
Our busiest time probably follows the school schedule, so September, October, November, and then January, February, March.
Okay. I used to be a faculty member here full-time, so we often wondered what other people are doing. What function does the communication department play in the educational institution that we call CMU?
Wow, we provide the look and feel for the university. So any event that we're having, we provide the coverage, whether it be the articles, the photography, the print media for it. So any event that's happening, even to advertise for the students, for the new students, current students, and alumni, everything comes out of our office.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that, Alyssa. It's been good to have you with us today.
Thank you very much,
George. Blessings on your travels through the communication department.
Thank you very much.
Here are some upcoming events at CMU in which you may be interested. June 29th to July 10th, the Canadian School of Peacebuilding courses at CMU with guest lecturer John Bell from Scotland. CMU's multi-sport summer camp will be happening again this summer. The summer camp is for boys and girls grades 3 to 12 beginning in July and through to August. To register, call CMU or visit our website. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website at cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. Or you may listen anytime to the program on the CMU website at cmu.ca and follow the links. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.